Chapter 46, How to Become a Millionaire by Timing the Market. You don't want to miss this lesson. Would you like to become a millionaire? Well, then this is the chapter for you. I'm going to show you how you can time the market to quickly and easily become a millionaire. First things first, what does it mean to time the market? Okay, take out a stopwatch. No, that would be silly. Not that kind of timing. When we say time the market, what we really are saying is move in and out of investments so you can buy when prices are low and sell when prices are high. Instead of taking a patient, long-term approach to investing, you want to quickly make gut reactions based on global economic and geopolitical events with the expectation that you will know the specific time to both buy an investment and also sell the investment. Okay, so here's how you can become a millionaire with market timing. Start with $1 billion and then try to time the market for a few months and you'll almost certainly be worth $1 million by the end of it. What? Was that sarcasm? Yes, my friends, that was sarcasm. Timing the market is for chumps, losers, billionaires who lost nearly everything and now are millionaires. But how can it be? It seems so reasonable. Doesn't it make sense to get in and get out of the market at the right time? Well, sure. If you could actually do it successfully, then it would make all kinds of sense. It's like being asked, how can you win an Olympic gold medal? Well, that's easy. Just run the 100 meters in about 9 seconds. Yeah, no kidding, but it's easier said than done. Same thing is true for market timing. Don't get conned into the false belief that there is some investing guru who has the secret formula or algorithm for market timing. More money is lost on timing the market than gained. Let me repeat that. More money is lost trying to time the market, trying to get in and out of stocks, than gained from it. Here are a few quotes on the matter from highly respected investors. A decade of results throws cold water on the notion that strategists exhibit any special ability to time the markets. That was the Wall Street Journal. Far more money has been lost by investors preparing for corrections or trying to anticipate corrections than has been lost in corrections themselves. That's by Peter Lynch. Become a millionaire by first starting with $1 billion and then trying to time the market. That is, of course, by Robert Pagliarini. And while this next guy is certainly no Robert Pagliarini, he's got a pretty good track record. The only value of stock forecasters is to make fortune tellers look good. That is Warren Buffett. The saying is, it's not about timing the market, but time in the market. That makes all the difference. But since you can't make money consistently from timing the market, is all lost, should we forget about this whole investing thing altogether? Let's learn a little bit more in the next lesson.